That's hot. Do you love it?
Hey everybody, Travis James here from Sunday Morning Mimosa. How are we doing this morning? We are doing something a little bit different here on Sunday Morning Mimosa. We are all picking our favorite mimosa moments, all leading up to our big 100th episode. So it's been my job to pick my favorite episode today, and in this episode, Aunt Gina has been on the run, or has just returned from being on the run from the mafia with her husband Frankie, after he offended the Jewish League, the Jewish mafia, by putting a loaf of Italian bread in front of their temple, which also offended the Italian League. So this is Aunt Gina just returning and filling in Aunt Anita on all of the adventurous details that she had while being on the run. I love this episode. It was so much fun to record. We laughed the whole time. I hope you guys enjoy it too. Thanks so much, everybody.
Hello, and thank you for calling. You've reached Anita M. Buffum's cellular telephone. Feel free to go ahead and leave me a message here after the beep, and I will call you back as soon as I can. I'm probably either getting my hair done or down at the church or in rehearsal for my one-woman show that I'm preparing, so be on the lookout for that. And don't forget to join my fan club, the Anita M. Buffum fan club, at sundaymorningmimosa.com. We do have that reopened now, the fan club. You know, I used to have a fan club back when I was Girl 1A, in All Night Strut, but no one joined, so we had to shut it down. So don't forget to join and leave me a message here after the beep. Thank you very much.
Hello? Hello? Oh God, that's your message. Oh, hey, Anita Bubba, it's me. It's me, Gina. I'm just giving you a call. You know, the last I saw you, you know, I had to leave your house in such a state of emergency, let me tell you. Well, you know, since the police were after us, we had to get in the caddy as soon as we could and just hightail it out of town. But, you know, we're okay. We're all right. You know, it's been a few days. I haven't been able to talk to you at all. We're on our way on the road to Tucson, Arizona. So we're driving around now looking at the sights. And, you know, we drove past a rest stop. And, you know, Frankie's telling me we have to fit in over here. So I stopped at one of the rest stops over here, and you know, they got a TCBY. And I can't even tell you, because you remember how I was telling you that I needed to get a makeover to not look like myself anymore, because, you know, that was the thing to do, is to try to be incognito as much as we could. So Antoinette down there, she gave me a whole makeover that made me look like I was a Spaniard, you know? And so now we're down here, and I go into the TCBY to get a job, and there's a lot of Mexicanos over here in Arizona, and I did not know this. I did not know this. So I get in there, and I look like I was a sister to one of the people, one of the clerks over there. So I went in to get a job, and she acted like she was my own little sister, you know? So I think I got a job at the TCBY on the throwaway, you know, at one of the rest stops. And you know what? Even the girl behind the counter, I think her name was Lola or something, and she was telling me about a Pueblo village that they have set up over here, and I think that me and Frankie are going to try and get down there and try to get, you know, one of those little, you know, shanty houses or something. They don't really have running water or any kind of electrical facility, but, you know, you make do with what you got, and, you know, our marriage, I think, will become better for this. You know, it's a bonding experience, but you know what? I got to tell you, though. We had the top down the whole way here, and I have a tan like nobody's business, let me tell you. But, you know, well, here we are, you know, I'm having a little yogurt. You know, they love their yogurt down here. You know, I don't know what they're doing down here with yogurt. But, you know, I'm having a wonderful, wonderful little honeydew melon with French vanilla. It's a wonderful thing. You got to try it. I don't know if they have TCBYs. Frankie, they got TCBYs over in Queens. I don't know. I don't know what they got, but they got something. And you got to find it. I mean, they used to have it back in the day. You know, on Long Island, we used to have it. I remember that. Remember that real well. But, you know, they're doing a lot of things with yogurt down here. So I'm going to get really into that, you know, and find out what's going to happen. But I'll call you soon, Bubba, all right? I love you, and I'll talk to you later. Oh, and by the way, don't tell anybody that I'm calling or where we're going, okay? No one can know. No one can know. All right. I love you, Bubba. Love. Oh, kiss my kids for me, all right? Kiss them all. All right. I love you. Bye-bye.
There were never such devoted sisters.
Never had
to. Hello, everybody. Hello. As you know, my name is Anita M. Buffum, and this is a special audio edition of Pearls of Wisdom, which is, I don't know, a spinoff, a special of Sunday Morning Mimosa. I don't know. Anyway, this is Pearls of Wisdom, and normally we do video, but we're not doing video today because my good friend Gina here, well, we'll explain. As you know, I'm Anita M. Buffum, and this is my dearest friend, oh God, for years and years, Gina Marie Rattoli.
Oh God, how are you?
Oh God,
I'm doing it. Love you, Bubba.
Now listen, okay, our listeners are probably wanting to know, our fans. Okay, so let's take it back. Let's get our fans and our listeners up to speed here. Okay.
Well.
So, all right, over the Christmas haul, you've been on the run.
Oh.
You've been on the run from the police.
From the police.
But firstly and foremost, the Sons of the Jewish Temple.
Yes, Sons of the Jewish Temple.
And the Sons of the Italian League.
The Sons of the Italian League. Oh, God.
Now, let's go back. Let's go back, like I said before. So, around Christmas time, your husband, who was part of the Sons of the Italian League.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Had an altercation.
Had an altercation.
With the Sons of the Jewish Temple. Which is my husband, Mr. Buffum. Is the head of.
But they're great friends.
They are good friends. Frankie, your husband, is great friends with my husband.
Well, of course.
Through us. But they knew each other before us. And, you know, we grew up together.
That's how we met, Mr. Buffum.
It is how we met. Oh, God. Oh, you know, he's away on business right now.
No.
But, okay. Which is why we're able to do this. If he knew you were here. Oh, God. If he had any idea you were here.
Oh.
Shh.
Forget it.
Okay, so. All right. So you hear the altercation there.
Yeah.
I don't know if we want to get into that or not, but you can hear, we talked about it before.
Yeah.
The menorah, the Italian bread
was in place. All that jazz. Crazy stuff.
Oh, well, crazy.
Ugh.
So, flash forward a little bit, for a few weeks. You and Frankie are living in my attic.
Yeah, we were living in the attic.
Okay, go ahead. You take it from there. You're living in my attic.
We were living in the attic.
Which Mr. Buffum suggested, because you're friends.
Of course.
But I guess I should let everybody know here. Don't anyone tell anybody. But no, Mr. Buffum, my husband, who's head of the Sons of the Jewish Temple, did not want the rest of his group to know you were living with us.
No.
Well, obviously not, because they're all mad at you.
He didn't want to get in trouble.
But because they're friends.
Well,
and we're friends.
Of course.
And we were doing you a favor. We were doing you that favor.
Well, we appreciate it.
Oh, God. Well, anything. Oh, you know.
Well, you know. Up
well,
there.
Frankie went out in the wheelchair because his legs have been broken.
Oh, God, his legs are broken. Broken. Oh, God. It was awful. Awful.
That was horrible. And you had the smarts.
Yeah, I had to splint his legs with the marble rolling pins.
The marble rolling pins. Who would have thought?
Oh, God. Well, you know, I took that from my grandma. God rest her soul.
Oh, God.
Ugh. Well, you know, what are you
gonna
do?
So you're living in my attic. Frankie gets taken out in the wheelchair.
Yeah, and gets seen at the friggin' Italian League.
No.
Yes.
Oh, God.
And so apparently he found out that something was going on where the Italian League was also not happy with what he did
to the Jewish League,
which is so odd, because when were the Italians and the Jews ever together? Let me tell you. Well, now it seems like they're working together against Frankie.
You know, all I know is we were doing fine. Everyone was doing well.
Yeah.
You know, we were all friends. I mean, we all were separated.
Of course.
The Italians and the Jews
of
here.
Of course.
And I obviously am torn because I'm Italian by blood, but my second husband,
exactly.
Mr. Buffum, is...
Oh, how we ever found him, I don't know. Oh.
Well, you know, I mean, you do what you do.
Well, and he's wonderful, though.
Oh, he's wonderful.
I mean, the Jews know how to treat a lady, let me tell you.
You know, it's so nice. You know, after my first husband left me, you know.
Well, because you were barren. But
that's right. I couldn't have children.
Mm-hmm. Well,
but
okay. Well, we won't get into it.
Couldn't have children. You know, Mr. Buffum doesn't hold that against me.
No. And why
doesn't.
Should he?
Well, he
why
already has two kids. He already has two kids.
Well.
Anyway, so...
Water under the bridge.
Right, well... You're living in my attic. Frankie gets seen.
And then...
And Mr. Buffum called me. Remember that?
Oh,
Mr. Buffum called.
And
he was sitting right here.
I was sitting right here.
And Frankie,
filming an episode.
You know, and my husband called me, and he said, Gina and Frankie need to get out of the house now. They need to go now.
I didn't know what to do. I heard the helicopters. I didn't even know that they had helicopters here in Queens.
Well, you know what's strange is why the police would be after you.
Well, I think that the Italian League has ties with some of the police.
You know?
Well, whatever. You know, you would think the police would be on your side in this kind of matter.
Now, I know this is probably hard for you to talk about. You rush out of here.
Rush out of here.
You get in the caddy.
Oh.
And thank God you just have that makeover.
Well,
because you knew there was danger.
I knew there was danger.
You knew it. So you went down to Antoinette Giordano on 31st Street to her hair salon.
Oh, forget it. She gave me a whole different look.
You know how I feel about her. But even though she is a whore, you did look good.
Well, I know. But I have to say, a whore had to do this. Because the way I look right now, I look like a Hispaniola. And you know what? She had to make me that way.
You do.
Well,
you look like a Mexican.
Oh, Lord.
And I never would have. In a million years, your blonde hair is dark as night.
Oh, I know.
Your curly perm is gone.
Oh, it had to be just flattened up.
And dark, raven black as night. Oh, God.
Well, you know.
And your eyebrows are gone.
Ugh, gone.
Yeah, did she just whack those off?
I don't know what she did.
How did she do?
I don't know what she did. I felt like I was getting a Brazilian on my face. It felt awful. Let me tell you, it kind of looks appealing. You know, I feel like a mix between Charo and Selma Hayek. Come on.
Well, when you wear that push-up bra, exactly.
Coochie-coochie. Everything's hanging out.
Hello. Okay, so you're in the caddy.
We're in the caddy.
The top down.
But first, we had to go to a body shop down in, oh God, I don't even remember. It was on the way.
In New Jersey, I think.
Somewhere.
I know, because Frankie would have gone to sales.
Oh God.
Sales Auto Body.
Oh, well.
In Jersey.
I don't know who it was, but it had to have been sale. Oh, well, we had to get the whole thing colored different. You know, we had to look like the Mexicano.
What did you do to the quad?
Oh, let me tell you. We made it a bright purple.
From the maroon.
We made it a bright purple, and we even got leopard interior. So, you know, we were going in style because we really fit the part, you know?
All right, so you had how did you decide for Tucson? How did you decide that?
Well, Frankie was just like, how far can we get towards the border in case we have to hop the border? And I was saying, well, I don't know. I don't know where we're
going
to go.
Well, you weren't going to California.
I wasn't going to California.
You weren't going to California.
I wasn't going to California. No. I wasn't going to New Mexico because, Lord, Jesus Christ, the smell alone, I just could not deal. So, and then Texas, I heard that there's a lot of Spaniards in Texas, but I didn't want to go there either because, oh, Lord Jesus, I don't want to be involved with the whole Native American/Mexicanos.
One time, Mr. Buffum and I went down to the Alamo there.
Oh.
Listen, there is no basement in the Alamo. That's all I'm going to say about it. Well, that's all I'm. Me and Mr. Buffum tried to find it. There's definitely no basement in the Alamo.
Oh, gosh.
So you couldn't hit out there.
We couldn't go anywhere, really. So, you know, we picked Tucson. And so that's where we ended up, really. I mean, we picked it because there was a lot of Mexicanos, really.
Well,
we
that
looked
makes
around.
Sense. I know.
You know? And, you know, when we stopped at the rest stop, like I told you on the phone, oh, God, let me tell you how many there were in the rest stop. And I went into the TCBY to get myself a yogurt, and I thought of the great idea because Frankie was telling me about needing to get a job and all that. And so we decided that I would station myself here. And, you know, it was a wonderful girl named Lupita, and she was all...
That's such an exotic name.
Lupita. Oh.
Okay, go ahead.
She's fabulous.
She worked for the TCBY.
She worked for the TCBY, and she was... I think she was even assistant manager or something already. Wow, she's wonderful. But, you know, she was telling me about a little Pueblo village that she lives in down there. And, you know, and she was telling me that we could hide out there. There's plenty of little shanty towns and stuff down there. And so we were there for quite a while.
You stayed with Lupita?
We stayed with Lupita and all that. And, you know, I had the job. I was doing really well. You know, it looked like we were going to stay there forever. And you know what? Even Lupita, you know, we were there so long. She even gave us... Mexicano names. She used to call me Anez, which is Mexican for Gina.
Okay.
Really?
All right.
Really?
So, and what did Frankie do?
Well, you know, Frankie, he had his legs bound up and all that with the, you know, rolling pins and everything.
Right.
But you know what? He was a great help to Lupita's people down there. You know, he would actually roll out the corn tortillas with his legs. And you know what? The children, Lupita's children, you know, the 10 of them, they were out there on the street. You know, they used to sell the tortilla shells and everything with the meat and everything. And you know what? They made a fortune. Oh, you know, he's got a plaque now.
Frankie's
got a plaque.
In the Pueblo Village?
Oh, Lord. The most tortillas ever made.
It sounds like you're doing so good there.
Well, we were
doing... So why did you leave Tucson?
Oh, God. Well, let me tell you what happened. I found out one day, we went... to the village next door.
Yeah. Oh,
right. And it was a beautiful town. I didn't realize that right next door to Tucson was a gorgeous, amazing development. And can I tell you, there were a lot of Jews there. Oh God, I got scared. I got so frightened for my life. Because I said, one of these people has to be involved with the Sons of the Jewish Temple. Oh God. So once I thought of that, I went back home to Frankie and I said, we gotta get out of here. I couldn't deal with the Mexicanos that longer. I couldn't do it anymore. You know, I wasn't with my family. There's only so many burritos that you can eat. Really?
Really?
Oh, we had to get out of there. And so, you know, Frankie's aunt,
right.
She lives in Toledo. We made plans to head out there as soon as we could.
So you, I mean, did you know for sure that the Jews out in Tucson were after you? Or how did
you know? I didn't want to take the chance.
Okay, I see.
I didn't want to take the chance.
So you just packed up Frankie and you just...
Well, we packed it up. I put him in a U-Haul.
A U-Haul?
Oh, well, wait. I'm getting ahead of myself.
Okay.
So we were on our way back and I was trying to think of some kind of idea or some kind of thing to come up with in order for us to get the hell out of Dodge, you know? So Lupita had a wonderful, wonderful idea.
Okay.
She said, why don't we set your caddy on fire?
Okay.
So what we did was she put two deer carcasses inside the car and I threw my pearls in there and my pocketbook. And you know what? It was a wonderful plan. The whole freaking thing went up in flames. Me
and you, Frankie, hopped in a U-Haul.
And that's right. And we just got the hell out of there. Oh, I love that, Lupita. Wherever she may be, God bless her.
Yep.
Because, oh, what a help
she sounds was. Like a freaking genius.
Oh, she's wonderful.
I never would have. So, okay. So I'm just going to reiterate here, make sure I understand.
Yeah.
So you were nervous about the Jews in the next town.
God.
So.
Frightened.
You lit your Cadillac on fire.
Exactly.
To fake your death with the two deer inside.
Exactly. Because
genius.
Oh.
Genius.
She's wonderful. I mean, I don't know what she does, but she's got all the tricks.
You know? Okay, so you're on the road to Tucson.
On the road.
I'm sorry. No. You're coming from Tucson.
Exactly.
God, there's such a complicated story.
I know.
This really should be a movie.
But we were on the way to Toledo.
Okay.
And in Ohio. You know, Toledo, Ohio. And,
Because Frankie's family's out there.
Right. So I wanted to be around some kind of family. And you know, my family's all around here.
After all this, I know. Oh, boy.
You know.
So you were on your way there to Toledo, Ohio. Did you quit your job at TCBY?
I couldn't even leave 2 weeks.
Oh, well, you're faking your death.
I'm sure Lupita came up with an excellent story about that.
Well, I'm sure she told them what she thought the whole world knew already, that you and Frankie died in your car
exploded
in the Pueblo Village.
Well, oh my God. Well, you know.
This is so dramatic.
Oh, I'm telling you.
All right, so you're in a U-Haul.
We're in a U-Haul.
Did you have all your stuff in there? You left it all behind?
Well, we took whatever we had with us, really. We kept everything in the U-Haul as we were living there. I mean, there's not much in a shanty, you know?
So what'd you have?
We had all the photos of my children, all my kids, you know, with our faces blackened out, you know, of course, so nobody would know. But, and all our clothes. I mean, I had to go get a whole makeover down in, you know, Flushing, remember, before I left?
Right. Oh, right.
So, God, I had to go to the Hispaniola area.
So you were on your way to Toledo. And that went fine? You got there okay?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, it was a little rocky getting there because I had to drive the U-Haul. Frankie was at the back, you know, of the U-Haul, you know, because, I mean, by that time, he was healing all right, but, you know, not enough to sit up straight in a U-Haul, in the passenger side.
How many days?
Oh, days. It took days to get to Ohio. I mean, I felt like Thelma, let me tell you.
I'm sure, without you, Louise, because I was here.
And I had nobody in the passenger side.
God, what did you do? Did you have a radio or anything?
Awful. I mean, I was singing along, you know, everything, really.
So you pull into Toledo.
Pull into Toledo. You know, Frankie's family, you know, as much as they're whack jobs and all that.
Oh, God.
You know what, though? They welcomed us with open arms.
Oh.
And, you know, we just were...
Probably, with your makeover, they thought you were his new wife or something.
Oh, they hated me before. Oh, God. And I don't even... Oh, maybe they did think I was somebody different. Who knows? You know, they're all cracked out and crack was and all that. I don't know what they were doing over there. Most of them have been on the Jerry Springer show.
You know, they get
a lot of those people from Ohio.
I'm sure.
Well, you know. So we were there for quite a while. And I even got a job.
Okay.
I got a job over there at the mall.
Well, you had to work.
I had to do something because, you know, this one's dead as a log on, you know, on the couch. He couldn't do anything. Oh, and there's no kind of makeover that Frankie could get.
No.
I mean, you know, what can it...
You can't change Frankie.
No, you can't.
Stubborn as a mule, too.
What can you do?
Can't change him.
I mean, he can't go out and sign W-2s. You know, what can he do? So, you know, I got a job at the Fixin's place in the mall.
The hair place?
The hair place.
Oh, yeah, essentials. Yeah, okay.
They
okay.
have all the little pieces.
Yeah, the extensions, you know, and the wigs.
Oh,
and the...
wonder. And let me tell you, with me having to hide out, I had a different look every day. Oh, and it was perfect, you know?
Oh, it sounds perfect.
Oh, it was perfect.
Perfect for you. And you're wonderful. So creative, too. You do so much with your hair, too.
Oh, yeah, no.
Wow. I'm sure you're giving all great advice. A little kiosk, right?
Oh,
we have one of those here.
The little kiosks in the
center. Yeah, we have one of those at the wall here.
Like a sunglass hut or something
like
that.
Yeah, yeah, okay,
you know. Oh, it was one, you know, I really loved that job.
I'm sure you really did.
And, you know, for the 2 weeks that we were there, it was wonderful. But let me tell you.
Okay.
Then came another trauma.
I know this is where it gets scary. I remember this.
It got really scary. And one night I was leaving the place and I was locking up. And
good job.
I was locking up at the Hair Essentials. Yeah. At the kiosk. And
I always wonder how that works. Now, what do you do with the hair stuff in the booth? It's a booth, right?
You take them out of display, and you stick them in the cubicles. Underneath? And they all get locked up.
Okay, I never understood.
You know, it's hard to, like, manage all that hair, though.
I can imagine,
it gets a little, you know, because it's real hair.
Oh, what?
It's real people's hair. So, I mean, it's taken from real people that give it away, basically.
Okay,
you know,
right.
So who knows where it comes from.
What?
Anyway,
so you locked up.
So I locked it all up. You know, walking out around 10 o'clock at night, I parked the U-Haul in one of those, what do you call
them? The parking
garage. The garage, yeah.
Right.
The parking garage. So it was pitch dark, you know, in those garages, and the light was busted. So here I am, and I was like, oh, Lord, had my pocketbook in my hand, getting really nervous, you know, because I hate walking through those areas.
You carry your small pistol, though, right?
Well, let me tell you, Frankie had given me a little small gun to carry in case something ever happened on the
run. Well, Mr. Buffum doesn't let me leave the house without one.
Oh, forget
doesn't
it.
Doesn't let me leave the house without
my
pistol.
Like pocket size,
the
really.
The tiny
little ones.
The cute.
You know? Adorable. And you know, only use it if you have to.
Well,
you know.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord,
we should say that right now.
Well, yeah.
We live in a very dangerous world over here.
Yeah.
So if you don't have to carry a small, cute little pistol around, don't do it.
Don't do it.
Not safe.
But... I had to have it.
And plus, we're trained.
Well, yeah. Hello.
We have a
gun range and everything. Oh,
Mr. Buffum and Frankie took us out there. Remember that? Years ago.
Oh, Lord.
Years
Jesus.
Ago.
What are you going to do?
Well, times were tough here in Queens for a little while.
Oh,
remember
God.
That? That's
oh,
what we got.
Awful.
Though.
Awful here.
Well, all the rapes that were poured in.
Oh,
and
God.
All the,
a girl had to carry something with her.
Had to.
Oh.
Especially girls like us.
Oh, forget it.
Okay, so you had your pistol. You're in the parking garage.
We're in the parking garage. And let me tell you, I'm walking to the car. And I see the U-Haul. Had been opened. The back had been pushed up. I got so frightened. So frightened, Anita. I didn't know what I was going to do. I didn't know what to do. Oh, it was something awful. So I felt like I was in one of those Cagney and Lacey episodes.
Okay.
I took my pistol out. And by God, I had to fire it, Anita.
Oh my God.
I had to fire it. And guess who was behind the car? Nine Finger Nicky. Nine Finger Nicky.
From here in New York. Out there in Toledo.
He was on the ground. I had shot him right in the arm.
Oh, my God.
He was down for the count, too.
Oh, God.
I left him
Well,
there.
That's when you called me. I remember I got a call from you.
Frantic call right after that.
Let me play that call.
Oh,
can
God.
I play that call, please?
Oh, God.
My God.
Jesus.
Oh, God. Where is it? Oh, God.
Anita. Oh, my God. I think I just shot somebody. I think I just killed Nine Finger Nicky. Oh, God. Oh, God, what do I do? Oh, my God. Oh, get in the car. Get in the U-Haul. I gotta go. Oh, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, my God. My pocketbook. Oh, my God, where's my pocketbook? My ID? I must have left it by the body. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, you've really done it now, Gina. Oh, God.
Oh, God. So that was the call that I received from Gina.
Can you believe
it? Oh, God. I was so panicked.
Can you believe
it? I was so panicked.
I mean, I still don't know what's going on.
I was so panicked. Okay, so from there, what happened? Did you go even home to Frankie? What'd you do?
Yeah. I ran home to Frankie. I didn't know what to do. I told him the whole story.
Oh, God.
And he has a friend that's in the witness protection program. And they were telling us that we needed to get out of there again.
Oh, what?
And they thought it was best if Frankie went off somewhere else and if we split up.
Oh,
so,
my God.
I didn't know what to do, and I felt that, you know, I needed to come back here. I mean, there was nowhere else to go, and I was missing you like crazy.
I know. Oh, God.
So
now you're back here in my attic.
You're
back here in my attic.
Well, I don't know how long it could take it up there.
I know.
I really don't. I mean, what can we do? I mean, I'm trying this new lookout. Do you think there's something?
Well, you do look Mexican or Latina, as they like to call it.
All right.
I don't know. You could. Oh God. What could? Oh God. I don't know.
I mean.
I'm afraid to have you come down from the base. What if you would pretended to be my maid?
Do you think
my housekeeper?
Could it work?
I think it could work. I think this could work.
Oh God.
This could definitely work.
It
could be. Oh God. This could work.
Well, you know, like, my old name was Inez. Inez.
You can't use Inez.
Well, what could I, I be?
You don't want people from Tucson to recognize you.
Of course.
You need a different name. You need.
Well, who?
Lord.
What kind of name?
It needs to be a Mexican name or something because you're my housekeeper.
Oh, Lord. Oh.
Eva Longoria!